Hi, this is Elmore Leonard. I'm listening to Film Sociology, and it's a real program. It's great.
It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the multiplex and the art house. What's new on video and streaming, and you might also hear about some dead people we like.
We don't have time for dead people we don't like.
Anyway, this is Film Sociology, where you'll find out what's the next cinematic marvel.
It was unbelievable!
And what's just a movie.
Shut up! My God, you have no freaking life!
Okay, here's your host and my dad, Matthew Soci.
Hello there, film lovers. Welcome to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. If you have a question or a comment, you can email me at msocey, that's M-S-O-C-E-Y, at WFYI.org. I'm also on Facebook, also on Twitter, at Matthew Soci. This show is available on iTunes, and like all of the podcasts here at WFYI, available on Spotify. Well, friends, short show this week. Full disclosure, this was the week that the play I was directing, A Midsummer Night's Dream, is a part of Indie Bard Fest at Arts for Lawrence. We opened on Thursday. We run through Sunday. So you can go to indiebardfest.com to make reservations. It's a free event, but you should still register. But good times were had by all. Great success, as Borat would say. But so I didn't watch anything this week, but I didn't want to leave you hanging on a couple of things. I do want to remind folks that the Indie Shorts International Film Festival runs through July 24th. So you can go to heartlandfilm.org/indieshorts for all the information there. You can go, there's virtual events and physical events, so check that out. Also want to raise a glass to Tony Sirico, best known as Pauly Walnuts from The Sopranos. And interesting to see his career before and after that that series. He was an extra in films like Crazy Joe and The Godfather 2, and was one of those that guys in films back in the 70s and early 80s, like Fingers, Defiance, So Fine, Exposed, The Pickup Artist, Hello Again, Cookie. Played Tony Stacks in Goodfellas, of course, in 1990, and then his That Guy stock rose with films like 29th Street, Innocent Blood, Romeo Is Bleeding, Bullets Over Broadway, Dead Presidents, Mighty Aphrodite, was an extra in Casino, Everybody Says I Love You, Deconstructing Harry, Copland, The Deli, Celebrity, Mickey Blue Eyes. And kept working up until about, up until 2022. So A Cafe Society and Wonder Wheel, so got to be in a number of Woody Allen films. And his TV credits go all the way back to the 70s. So, and what was kind of cute, and I did not realize this, was a couple of the actors of The Sopranos made appearances on Sesame Street. So I like that. Anyway, so salute to Tony. Did I mention that the Indie Shorts International Film Festival is happening through July 24th? Okay, good. But let's grab a pencil, let's find out what you've been watching, and hopefully you've been able to watch some films that are good films, that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. I will hopefully catch up on some stuff when I am in rest mode after Midsummer closes on Sunday. That's running at Arts for Lawrence, you know. We start on Twitter with Anthony, who writes The Whistleblower, an inspiring film about a policewoman with a troubled life who signs on for a one-year UN tour of duty in Bosnia, Herzegovina, after their way to reestablish peaceful society. She exposes sex trafficking involving UN staff who are immune from prosecution. Thank you, Anthony. Davey writes, The King's Choice, Norwegian response to Hitler, subtle film. I liked it because it wasn't cut and dry. As well as Mr. Jones, very relevant on the Ukrainian front, and The Offense, a dark Sidney Lumet film starring Sean Connery. Dave, I actually own a copy of The Offense, and yeah. Never forget, Sean Connery and Sidney Lumet worked three times, if I remember correctly. Family Business, The Offense, no, four times. The Andersonville Tapes, and Murder on the Orient Express. So I'm glad you got to watch that, Davey. That is over at Twitter. We move over to Facebook. Jared writes, Iron Man 3 in Captain America Winter Soldier. Now, I know Jared is going through the process. The kids want to watch MCU, and he's obliging them. Way to go. Don writes us, because, you know, Nope opened this weekend. Joshua writes the Three Flavors Kinetto Trilogy. Thank you. Channing writes RoboCop 3, just to recalibrate my pain meter. Ow. Abby writes World's Greatest Dad, one of Robin Williams' last films. It's different, but recommend. The story holds up. Doug writes The Symbol of the Unconquered, La Chienne, Up in Arms, Scarlet Street, Sid and Nancy, plus the series Abbott Elementary. Good for you on Abbott Elementary there, Doug. Nikki writes Roadrunner. Mary writes Misery. Lou Harry writes Gas, or It Became Necessary to Destroy the World in Order to Save It. Catch the Fair One and finally finish Dr. S and the Multi Stuff. Thank you, Lou. Joni writes Dunkirk. Joan writes, wow, First Wives Club and Last Tango in Paris. I watched nothing in between. Okay, hope you're doing okay, dear. Rob writes Meatballs, an oldie but a goodie. Linda writes Persuasion. I'm guessing that's the new one with Dakota Fanning as opposed to the older one with Kieran Hines. So, Cassie writes Quigley Down Under, An Awfully Big Adventure, and Mesmer, and then responds, yep, I've been on an Alan Rickman kick lately. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, the internet. John writes, I've missed this post for 2 months for some reason. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Take it up with Zuckerberg. Anyway, he goes to his list. Time Bandits. First time ever seeing this. Will definitely be buying a physical copy. How did I miss this movie for my entire life? John, it happens. There's always a film or two or several that we miss and just hadn't gotten around to it. I'm glad you got around to it. I know, I believe Criterion has a nice collection of Time Bandits. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, and The Lost World. Eric writes, first views, The True Adventures of Raoul Walsh, The Bravados, Clooney Brown, and La Notte. His rewatches, The Hustler and La Ventura. I gotta watch that. I haven't gotten to it yet. I bought it, and just it's on the pile. Christian writes, the world is not enough because the news about Nord Stream pipeline kept bringing it to mind. That, yeah, life does that with art sometimes. Melissa here has children. Sing, too, about 30,000 times. We've all been there. Kaylin writes, Falling for Figaro, Spider-Man No Way Home, and Big Hero 6. Mike writes, Ms. Marvel and Moon Knight. Taylor writes, Where the Sidewalk Ends, Red, Get Shorty and Be Cool, two of my favorites by Travolta, Taylor says. 2014 Godzilla, Laura, and Zappa's Baby Snakes. Judy writes, if it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium. I was in a mood for some 60s vibe. And Bonnie chimes in, that's where she fell in love with Ian McShane. And Suzanne Plachette was not bad either. And Judy replies that was one of her dad's crushes, also one of my dad's crushes, therefore one of my crushes. Magnus writes, Hi Sierra, Harder They Fall, and Red Sonja. Bonnie chimes in, writing Last Night in Soho, Lightyear, Mad Max, and The Princess. Jamie writes, Sense and Sensibility, Zombies 1, 2, and 3, The New Persuasion, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, Emma, and The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Jackie writes, Another Woman. Cassandra writes, Turning Red and Thor Ragnarok. Zachariah writes, The Shootist, The 400 Blows, and The Intruder. Kurt writes, Blank Man. Tony writes, just made an 8-page guide for Lawrence of Arabia. First time showing it in a film class this fall. Oh, that's cool. I think I've told the story, but I got to experience Lawrence of Arabia in the summer of 1989 at the restored Fox Theater in Detroit. I paid $10 in 1989, 70mm print, live organ accompaniment, live organ before the show and at intermission and afterwards. And just an amazing experience. It's hard to top that. So I really hope the kids dig Lawrence of Arabia. Jay writes, we saw Thor. It was okay. Not the biggest fan of superhero stuff. We also saw Mrs. Harris Goes to Paris. Loved it, all caps. Great non-action, non-superhero story with great characters. I believe they used all local talent from Paris and London. I know they filmed there. Wonderful movie. Definitely recommended. Thank you, Jay. You're not the you're not alone on that theory, on the, on those thoughts there. Molly writes, I've aged continental drift, or maybe ice aged continental drift, and it was autocorrect. Groundhog Day and Caddyshack. Linda writes, the Batman. Verdict still out. Methinks I like the special features better than the movie. Co-stars are excellent. Yeah, I can see that, Linda. It's all right. Bob writes the Bob's Burgers movie. Aaron writes Red Dragon. David writes 2001, Shot in the Dark, Pink Panther Strikes Again, and Bob's Burgers. Oh, John did not have a good week. John writes, I tried to watch Steel Magnolias and found it utterly boring. I'm pretty sure I saw it when it first came out and, like so many, enjoyed it. Okay. Great actors, some favorites like Olivia Dukakis, but I realized when I shut it off after 40 minutes, 39 minutes too late, that I didn't care for any of the characters, all caps. Something for us writers to keep in mind as we pen stories or scripts. Well, I'm sorry you had that experience, John. I don't have that problem with Steel Magnolias. In fact, I just last week, LA Theater Works had a production that they aired of Steel Magnolias. So with Frances Fisher as Truvy and, oh, God, the girl from Hairspray as Shelby. Yeah, there's that. Brittany Snow. I'm sorry. I know a Sarah Snow, and I don't want to confuse that. So my apologies there. I didn't have that big of an effect on Steel Magnolias as it did on John. Sorry, John. Daniel writes, Saratoga, The Bad News Bears, Dark Water, Buddy Buddy, ooh, Hopscotch. Somebody's on a math out kick. Witness for the Prosecution, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, and The File on Thelma Jordan. Brenda writes, Kurt Vonnegut, Unstuck in Time. Gary writes, The Black Phone Delivers. That's his review. Britt writes Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, Crimes of Grindelwald, and The Secrets of Dumbledore. Gary writes The Psychedelic Priest, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD. All right. Gretchen writes Petite Maman and Mrs. Harris Goes the Paris. Now, there's a double feature, Gretchen. That's pretty good. And not enough people have seen Petite Maman. I really, really liked it. Oh, my cousin Kathy writes China Beach, the series. Hi, Dana Delaney. And yeah, no disrespect to Jack. She's my favorite McMurphy. Melissa writes My Blue Heaven and Nope. Nick writes Nick Rogers, The Gray Man, Think About This, Beat the Devil, Ambush, Ricky O, The Story of Ricky, Freddy Got Fingered, Headshot, Nothing But Trouble, Will You Be Here Tomorrow, The New York Ripper, Lady Terminator, RRR, and The Ice Road. Eric writes Moonfall, do not recommend, and Something Else. Thanks for being specific there, Eric. Enjoy your travels. Rachel writes Glass. JJ writes Elvis, That's the Way It Is. Kimmy, The 355, which he deemed oof, and Thor, Love and Thunder. Robert Muggy writes Victor and Victoria, Party Girl, All That the Heaven Allows, and The Man I Love. Steven, oh, hi, Steven Stolen, host of Stolen Moments, Sundays and Tuesdays on WFYI, writes Victor Victoria. Leanne writes Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Still not enough people have seen that film. Even though it's A24's highest grossing film, in my opinion, this is the film that should be making the MCU money. JD writes Roadhouse, Wolf of Wall Street, Moneyball, and Anchorman 2. Devin writes Elf and then puts in parentheses, don't judge me, I was manifesting. Nobody's judging Devin. This is a safe space. You can watch Elf any time of the year. John writes Godfather 2. Kevin writes Once We're Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band, and The Notebook. And finally, Sean writes Tick, Tick, Boom. And there you go, friends. That's what you've been watching this week. So hopefully you got to watch some films that are good films that are new, or at least new to you, as well as falling back on old favorites. Friends, some words to live by.
Silent breed is people!
Zardoz has spoken.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. There is plenty out there. Just a reminder, friends, the Indie Shorts International Film Festival runs up through July 24th. You can go to heartlandfilm.org/indieshorts to check that out. And Indie Bard Fest's production of William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by yours truly, is at Arts for Lawrence through Sunday evening, Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m. The Pork and Beans Brass Band is opening at 6:30 p.m. Yes, my play has an opening act. So that's and it's a free event. You have to go to indiebardfest.com to register. You can also go to Arts for Lawrence website and see all the cool activities they have going on. There'll be food trucks, there'll be drinks, kids and adult drinks. You can bring lawn chairs, bring your blankets. It's a fun night of theater. It is a Midsummer Night's Dream set in Athens, Louisiana. So if you like the musical gumbo that New Orleans and the state of Louisiana delivers, and you want to see a romantic comedy with fairies, this is the show for you. I'm very proud of it. So anyway, hope to see you on the space out there at Arts for Lawrence. Anyway, we'll try this again next week. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Film Sociology, a film podcast here at WFYI.org. Good afternoon, Fort Myers. Good afternoon, California. Good afternoon, Michigan.
I can't believe you let her watch Manos. Is she scarred for life?
Let's put it this way.
What parent are you?
When I wake her up, I vocalize the theme to wake her up to get her ready to school.
Oh, you're a terrible father.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live!